You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to talk politics with Labour leader Andrew Little.
Yes, just before the break we had my report on Momogate, but now it is time for our chat with leader of the Labour Party, Andrew Little. Kia ora, Andrew, how are you going?
Kia ora, very well, thanks.
Yeah, it's good to hear. Now, immigration has been the big topic of the week for Labour as you announced your policy earlier on Monday. I just want to talk about the reception it's received for a moment, because it's proving quite polarising, with some claiming Labour is sort of tiptoeing a fine line between policy and race baiting. What do you make of this claim?
Oh, I think it's the stupidest thing I've heard, actually. The reception I've had is very good. People who've looked at it and looked at it closely, and people, you know, who've talked to me about what the issues are that they see. And the reality is that we've got four times the number of people coming to this country from overseas that we did even just 4 years ago. No one ever voted for that, and what's worse, we haven't even prepared for it. So we've got a whole bunch of people coming here at a time when we have a chronic shortage of housing, we've got traffic congestion, we've got overcrowded schools. Nobody in their right mind could possibly say that it is a good idea to welcome people from other parts of the world when we can't accommodate them properly. And then when you look at, you know, what is happening too, particularly in the tertiary student market, a lot of students coming here with the promise of a good quality education, but actually coming here because what they also see is the opportunity to do 20 hours of work each week and then get a visa to work full-time for a year after that. And actually what we now see is that a lot of those students are coming in for low quality courses, but here motivated more by the work, not by the study. And that's not good for the reputation of our export education industry.
Now, of course, you've been very adamant about it not being a race-based thing. Obviously, Grant Robertson recently declared that the immigration debate wouldn't revolve around race for Labour, but that doesn't necessarily make this policy insusceptible to being exploited by voters who are unhappy with immigrant numbers for reasons other than infrastructure. Do you think this policy risks enticing voters for the wrong reasons?
I think what you've got to do, we have to have the maturity as a nation to be able to deal with issues, including difficult issues or issues that might make us uncomfortable. And I think we have to get past the idea that just because anybody wants to talk about immigration or particularly reducing it, that you know, somehow immigration is freighted with negative connotations. We've got to get past it because there are, you know, we do have real problems. And it's not just about people already living here and having to deal with the challenges that we've got. I actually think it's misleading and dishonest to go to the rest of the world and say, you know, you're free to come here, and increasingly issuing visas for, you know, lower skilled work or work at the lower skilled end of the spectrum, knowing you're going to have problems, you know, getting accommodation, getting housing, having traffic congestion problems, all that sort of stuff. It's actually just not good for anybody when we get or we manage immigration in the way that we are at the moment. That's creating all these problems for our city.
Right, but with the misconception around that immigration narrative, do you think that risks inviting in voters for the wrong reasons? Or in other words, does it risk alienating your core supporters?
I don't have any sense that it's alienating our core supporters. But equally, you know, we cannot be in a situation where knowing that immigration, the way we are managing immigration at the moment, is contributing to a whole heap of problems, is a reason not to deal with those problems and the, you know, the extent to which immigration is contributing to them. We have to be able to deal with that. And sure, you know, somebody might say, this is, you know, there's a race base to this. I totally reject that. It's not the basis on which we've talked about it. If you have a look at, you know, where people are coming from other parts of the world to settle here, large numbers from the UK, large numbers from South Africa, large numbers from the US, as well as from Asian countries as well. But you deal with the issue, you deal with the impact of immigration as it is now. The fact that we've got four times as many people settling here than we did 4 years ago, you deal with the problems that that's causing, and then you say, look, we've got to be big enough to manage this in a way that's good for everybody, those who are already here, those who wish to come here. And that's what our immigration policy is about.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters was delighted at this policy announcement, tweeting, "Congratulations, New Zealand Labour, for putting New Zealand first for a change," and kind of teasing with the rhetorical question of whether it's a touch too xenophobic. What do you make of his comments? What's your response? Is Labour treading into New Zealand First territory?
I think I've sort of said quite a few times now, the motivation for us is because we have some major challenges. We have a chronic housing shortage. You know, Auckland alone is 40,000 houses short of what we need to accommodate the population. And yet under current immigration settings, there's about 40,000 new people arriving in Auckland, certainly for the last, well, actually 130,000 for the last 3 years alone, 40,000 a year at the moment, in a city that simply cannot cope. And we've got to be honest enough to deal with that. People kind of look at what Winston Peters says because, you know, he's taken a certain stance on immigration going back 20 years, and the term immigration, I guess alongside Winston Peters, has become freighted with these negative connotations. That's unfortunate, but it cannot possibly stop us in this day and age recognising the problems that we've got, recognising that we do have to be sensible about managing immigration and manage it better, and put in place the policies that enable us to do that. And so that's what I'm doing, and that's what Labor's doing.
Now, earlier in the campaign, Labor was gunning for a cut of up to 50,000, and now we've seen a significant decrease, with the number being somewhere between 20 and 30,000. Why have you reduced the targets so significantly?
Well, we haven't reduced the targets because we never set a target, and we've never said, and I have never said, that I want to reduce it by 50,000. That was somebody else's interpretation of comments that I made. So I reject that totally. We've been working on this policy for some time. The reason we've taken our time is to look at the information, the accurate information, see what's happening, and see, you know, where the problem areas are. And we do see it. We see it in particularly in the rapid increase in the number of students coming to study low-quality courses. These are sort of certificate courses that are below sort of level 7 in the NZQA range. Whereas actually our reputation around the world for good quality education to international students is in the degree courses and above. You know, when our universities and polytechs and some good PTEs are doing. But we've grown in the matter of 3 years a whole bunch of frankly dodgy courses that actually is more about getting students to come here and get work rather than study. And the truth is that's the cohort of international students who are most susceptible to exploitation, and we've seen some horrific stories and cases about that. We just don't need that as part of New Zealand's international reputation.
Right, moving on, I'd like to very quickly know your thoughts on the results of UK's general election.
Yeah, I think it was great to see the British Labour Party performing as well as they did, and I think it confirms what actually many think it will know, which is that a campaign based on issues and rather than kind of either vacuous statements about, you know, give it the 5 years because we're good at what we do, recognising that there are some problems and challenges, Jeremy Corbyn and the British Labour Party did campaign on those things and focus on the issues rather than the personalities, and Jeremy Corbyn did that and did very well, and I think it demonstrates that, you know, that electorate at least isn't going to just accept what a whole bunch of media tell them they should be thinking. They are genuinely concerned about things, and they saw some good solutions in what the British Labour Party had to offer.
Corbyn sort of turned things around for Labour in the final month of his campaign, both within his party and in terms of youth voter engagement. Are there any kind of lessons you'll be taking away from his campaign?
I think the main thing is the style of campaigning and not engaging in the negative kind of nasty stuff that obviously the Conservative Party was engaged in, and also the vacuous stuff that the Conservative Party there did, which was, we know what we're doing. Actually, they clearly didn't know what they were doing, and people were sick and tired of the austerity and you know, the poor treatment they were getting from the National Health Service, that sort of stuff. So I think in terms of policies too, he put up a quite different manifesto. I look at some of the policies and the pledges that we made over the last couple of years. Our 3 years free post-school education and training is, you know, very close to their free tertiary education stuff. I think our policy around housing. It's interesting, actually, somebody reminded me the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, had campaigned on, you know, building 50,000 houses in London to deal with the housing shortage there, and although he hasn't so far made a start on that. But it goes back to that thing about, you know, people, more and more voters actually want to know that politicians who are putting themselves up for election recognise there are real problems, are prepared to talk about them, and are prepared to come up with decent solutions. Jeremy Corbyn did that, and I like to think that that's what we're doing.
And obviously political commentators have wasted no time in drawing those comparisons between Jeremy and yourself. So has his success increased the pressure to perform here in any sense?
Look, it hasn't changed. I mean, the job I have as leader of the Labour Party here and leader of the opposition is to get around, talk to New Zealanders about the issues and what they, what are important issues for them. I think I have a pretty good feel for them. I've done two big public meetings this week alone, 250 people in Whanganui, 360 in Birkenhead last night, talking about things. And it's amazing how just right across the country there are some things that are people are consistently concerned about. Housing, obviously, is one of them. You'd expect that, certainly in Auckland. But, you know, mental health services, the breakdown of mental health services, jobs for young people. You know, everybody is concerned about that every time I kind of talk about that. So, I'm doing those sorts of things. I'm feeling very confident about the campaign because our level of campaign organisation is well advanced. It's going very well. We've got some amazing people on board, the biggest number of party activists we've had in many elections. In terms of financial contributions, we are at record levels, you know, in this phase of the election campaign or a general election year. So I'm feeling very confident. And the response I get, as I get about everywhere I go and just walking around in my own neighbourhood, but the streets everywhere in New Zealand, I get an amazing response. I think people are looking for a change, and it's my job to sell our message, which is about positive change and about making a difference.
Andrew, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, you have a lovely day.
You've been listening to Andrew Little from the Labour Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.